神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
There have been times that I have heard women say, I married a son.
很多时候我听到太太们这样说，我简直是嫁了一个儿子。
Sometimes we may look at a person and their actions and you think to yourself, they're really not a mature adult.
很多时候我们看着一些人的举动，我们可以看到他们实在不是不成熟的成人。
So that today we're going to look at the characteristics of an adult.
我们今天要来看一看到底一个真正的成人是有哪一些特质。
Many times when young people get to 18, 21, they'll say to you, well, after all, I am an adult.
很多青年呢，他们到了18到20出头的时候呢，他们会讲说呢，我已经是大人了。
But...They don't have the characteristics of an adult.
但是事实上他们却还没有成人的特质。
So then let's look at someone who has matured, who now can be classified as a real adult.
那我们现在来看一看真正的成人的特质，成熟的特质是什么。
An adult is one who actually will accept criticism gracefully.Because they really want to learn, they want the opportunity to improve themselves.
真正的成熟是愿意接受任何的批评或建议，因为他们有一个进取的心，想要更好。
At work, you will see people that when the boss says something or their a supervisor says something, right away they get upset, their face changes. That's because they're not really an adult.
如果你看到某些人他们被老板或者是就是他们的辅导人员讲一些话他们马上变了脸色不能接受的时候呢那表示说呢他们还没有成熟的特质。
Then we see that they don't go around pitying themselves.
成熟的人也不会自怜。
You see, pity is what children do.
自怜是孩子们的作为。
And so they recognize that life is going to bring many things that is not desirable, but they must learn how to cope with.
一个成熟的人知道人生会有很多不称心的事情会发生，而且呢，我们要去面对它。
And they're not going to sit around just pitying themselves, but they're going to try to face life with its critical, situations.
所以他们会面对这种危机，坐下来好好的面对，而不会呢，只是在那边自己自怜。
They do not expect special consideration from other people.
一个成熟的人也不会有什么特别的想从别人给他们特别的一个期待或给他们一个特别的对待。
They recognize that each one of us is ourselves and we must do what we can for ourselves.
成熟的人知道我们一定要尽其所能的我们自己要负责任。
They can control their temper.
一个成熟的人可以节制控制他们自己的脾气。
You see, it's children that has tantrum, fits. It's children who become very, very angry over little things.
只有孩子们会很容易就会生气或者是暴怒。
So my friend, if you're coming angry over many, many things in life, maybe it's because you cannot control yourself and you just haven't matured as much as you should.
或许你就是那一位在情况下面没有办法控制自己的脾气的人，这样的话表示说你这种成熟度呢，在哪一方面还没有完成你的那种成熟度。
They also can meet emergencies with strength.
一个成熟的人面对这种紧急的情况呢，会有一个很刚强的力量。
They're not quick to fall apart.
不会很快就瓦解掉。
As they face the emergency, they recognize that they're going to have to use the strength that they have.
一个成熟人面对紧急情况时候呢，他们会集中他们的精力来解决。
And many times they recognize they need to turn to God to give them that strength.
特别是他们会学习到在紧急的情况下面，他们要把自己转向神来仰望神。
Have you met those people who the least little thing hurts their feelings?
你有没有碰过一些人呢？他们很容易在很小的事上就伤害他们的感受。
You see, those people who are easily hurt has just not matured enough.
一个容易受伤害的人呢，就是一个不是很成熟的人。
Because basically at the center of their life is themselves.
因为他们的生活的重心或者中心呢，是他们自己，自我中心。
And they don't want anyone to touch them.
他们不要任何一个人来侵犯他们。
But a mature adult recognizes differences in everyone.
那一个成熟的人，他们会知道说每一个人都有自己不同的特性。
And sometimes they will get hurt in life.
而且有时候是会受伤害的。
Also, they accept the responsibility of what they do without making excuses for it.
成熟的人也不会为自己找借口来规避他们的责任。
There are those people that every time they have to have an excuse for something they didn't do.
有一些人呢，他们总是要找一些理由来解释为什么他们没有尽完他们的责任。
But a mature adult can say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I did make a mistake, I didn't do that," and go on.
那成熟的人他们会说对不起，我真的是没有做好，然后呢，承认自己的问题，继续的在努力。
They're people also that's not they're not impatient over at reasonable delays.
有时候对于那种没有及时的一些事情呢，一个成熟的人呢会有耐心来等候的。
Because there are some things that cannot be helped, and you will have to wait for them.
因为我们知道有些情况是没有办法，不是故意的、不得已的，所以一定要等。
I'm not saying that unnecessary delays by people who are just slow or willful, that doesn't bother, but when you recognize that it's something that cannot be helped, they're easy to wait.
当然我讲的不是那种故意性的一些情况引起的，那个的话我们都会有一种忍受的这种限度，但是如果是不得已的情况呢，一个成熟人知道怎么样去忍受它。
They have learned that they are not the center of the universe.
他们会知道说自己呢不是这个宇宙的中心。
But they have to adjust to what other people's desires and the conveniences of other people.
有时候必须要因为别人来调试自己，而且要为别人的方便来着想。
These are the people that recognize that they cannot live a self-centered life.
这样的成熟的特质就是呢，自己晓得说不能老是以自我为中心自私的生活。
And again, we come up with that thought of self-centeredness.
那这样的话就是我们看到如果不成熟就是自我中心。
Now, there are many things that we have self-preservation. We try to take care of ourselves and we should. There are many things that we do need to take care of in ourselves.But when we become the center of the universe and the center of everything, then we are self-centered.
有时候我们要照顾自己，要自保，这个是无可厚非的。但是呢，如果以为自己就是全世界的一个中心点的话，那就错了。
And that's probably at the heart of the immature adult.
通常一个不成熟的一个成人会有这种想法。
They've not been able to make this transition from their childhood and youth.Into adulthood and responsibility.
因为他没有办法从一个小时候的那种中心呢移到已经是经过了青少年到成人了，他没有办法移那个位置。
I hear this so much where some people think that others want too much of them and they're not going to do what they say. And basically, it's the fact that men and women today in many arenas believe only that the person that counts.Is their self.
通常我会看到有一些成人呢，他们的回答或想法就是呢，我绝对不做他们要我做的，我想要什么就要什么。这个意思是说呢，只有为自己活，只有对自己负责任。
The adulterous man or woman who is very unfaithful to their husbands or wives, basically it's only because they want the enjoyment of their own selfish flesh.
比如说像一些已经 应该是成熟的一些成人，他们的婚姻呢，如果他们还只执意要去找一些自己喜欢的对象，不管是什么样的外遇，那他们等于是一个非常自我中心的一个不成熟的成人。
In most of the divorces that we have people who say, well, I don't love them anymore, or they don't do this, or they act this way. Many of them are looking for the enjoyment of themselves and ready to get rid of their partner instead of trying to work it out.
其中有人对他们的配偶非常的不满，对于他们配偶的一些做法或者是特性呢很不满，所以他就有理由说我可以跟他离婚。那事实上呢，他在追求的只有那一种合乎自己想法的一种关系。
Now, another characteristic that I want to talk to you about is the fact that they are a good loser. Adults are good losers.
另外一个这种就是成熟的特质的话，就是呢，他们可以失败，他们可以经得起失败。
Actually, they can take defeat and disappointment without crying over it or without complaining or murmuring.
不管是失望也好，挫败也好，他们都可以用平常心来面对，不会一直抱怨或者是有过分的这种反应。
You say, though, that must be very hard.
或许你说这个很难呢。
Maturing into an adult is not easy.
成人的成熟是不容易的。
That's why we have so many immature adults.
那就是为什么我有那么多的不成熟的成人。
Many of them are trying to raise children.
很多这种不成熟的成人呢，他们要抚养他们的孩子。
And they're so self-centered and they lack so much wisdom that their children are really hurt.In the rest of their lives.
这些不成熟的家长呢，自己本身就很自我中心，而且没有智慧，以至于伤害孩子的成长。
For some people, they cannot say they failed.
所以呢，有些人呢，他没有面对自己的失败。
They cannot say I've been defeated.
他们没有办法自己承认说呢，我已经不行了，我输了。
But we have to face life realistic.
但是我们要面对人生的真实面。
And I guess that's what adulthood does to us. We face life as it really is.
真正的成熟的成人呢，面对人生的真实面。
And then you learn to accept that.
学习接受它。
A friend of mine was telling me about a woman whose husband died about 2.5 years ago.
有一个朋友告诉我说，有一个女士呢，她的先生在2年半前去世了。
She was so upset about it. She was so hurt about it that she just closed her door to everyone, and there she stays in depression.
这个失去丈夫的太太呢，就把门关起来，把自己关在门里面，然后呢，非常的沮丧，情绪非常的低落。
You might say, well, after all, look, she lost her husband, she's older, she has a right to. But my friend, she is hurting herself.
或许你说这是很自然的啊，她先生去世了，你看她多伤心啊，她这样是很理所当然的，但是她是在伤害她自己。
Maturity equips us to face these things.
成熟是一种我们能够面对困难的一个装备。
That's why we cannot hide ourselves from reality, but as we face them, we can learn to endure with the help of God.
那就是为什么我们不能来逃避、规避现实，因为呢，我们需要去面对它，而且呢，我们也有能力来寻求神的帮助。
Also, a mature adult doesn't really worry so unnecessarily about things they cannot change.
一个成熟的人呢，他对于不能改变的事实，他不会有太大的忧虑或操心。
We are now facing a very large hurricane.
现在我们正在面对一个大飓风的来临。
We live by the Atlantic Ocean.
那我们住的地方呢，刚好就在这个大西洋的旁边。
So we are in a very dangerous position.
我们在一个非常危险的一个位置。
I went to an office this morning and there were two young ladies there.
今天早上呢，我去了一个办公室，有两个女士在上班。
They said how confused and how upset they were since 3 o'clock this morning.
她说从一大早凌晨3点的时候，她们就觉得一片的混淆。
They said, we've been worrying and worrying and worrying.
我们就一直在担心，在害怕，一直在担心。
And yet, both of them have a place to go on the other side of the state.
那事实上，他们两个都有可以到另外一边很远的地方去避这个飓风的。
So when they said they were worrying, they looked at me and said, well, you see, we're women, and I guess that gives them the right to worry.
那他的意思呢，就跟我解释说，因为我是女人，所以我就很容易忧虑。
Now, many of us are concerned.
很多人当然很操心，很关心这个事情。
But there's nothing we can really do about it, but try to prepare the best we can.
用心可以，我们可以去关心，但是呢，我们尽力的准备，但是呢，不要操心。
You see, worry makes us incapable of doing what we should do.
因为忧虑会让我们本来可以做的事情呢，变成没有办法做。
You know, this is really something that we must ingrain within ourselves, the fact that when we cannot change a situation, when we can do nothing about it, then we must learn how to cope and accept.
记得你要有这样的一个信念，一种不能改变的事实，你没有办法再改变的一个情况的话，你一定要学习接纳它，而且来面对它。
Now, there's another striking thing about immature adults.
在另外一种的这种不成熟的一种情况。
Now we see them as those who boast and show off themselves.
那就是呢，他们常常很喜欢展示自己。
You'll hear them telling their achievements.
有时候呢，常跟你讲他们的成就。
You'll see them buying flashy things so people can see how much they have.
他们要买很多那些很现摩登很现时代的一些东西，而且喜欢跟人家讲。
And actually, it's like a little child when they sort of boast off on what they have and what they can do.
就像小孩子很喜欢去夸他们所有的，或者是他们做了什么事。
And so when you see those who do this so often and without really reason, you can see a very immature person.
如果一个成人常常那么喜欢的去展示他自己的话，那你可以看到他们是在有很不成熟的地方。
You know, as I give these, I recognize that each one of these, we may have not succeeded to that step in our maturity yet.
当我给你这些标准的时候，你会发现呢，事实上每一个人都有某一个层面的不成熟。
You see, we don't arrive at mature adult at a certain age.
那一个所谓的成熟的成人呢，并不一定是哪一个年纪。
And there are many that never mature.
而且有很多人呢，不管多大年纪都会不成熟的。
But as we go on in life and face the experiences and maybe tragedies and things of life, we learn from them and we grow and mature toward full adulthood.
但是在你的人生的经历或者是经验当中呢，会带给你一些学习，不管是一些灾祸或者是困难困境的话，都会帮助你越来越成熟。
Another trait of that is that we honestly are glad when others enjoy success or good fortune.
另外一个成熟的特质就是呢，当别人成功的时候，我们一起跟他们很享受很快乐。
We don't envy them.
我们不会去嫉妒他们。
We're not jealous.
我们不会去羡慕。
We're just very glad they have gotten to a special honor or special praise.
我们会很庆幸的，很高兴的，他们呢得到很好的一个成果。
And so I have seen those who sometimes when another person gets a little honor, they have a reason. They'll give you some kind of a reason why they happen to be able to get this.
有时候我也看到一些不成熟的成人呢，看到别人成功的时候呢，他们总是要讲一些话，找一些理由来讲对方为什么会这样啊，有成就。
You know what being jealous is, don't you?
你知道什么叫嫉妒吧？
And being envious of what other people have.
或者是羡慕别人有的。
This is really a miserable attitude.
这种态度是让你自己很过不去的。
In our offices, sometimes you'll find those that are very jealous of other people and envy what other people have.
特别是在一个办公室里面，你会看到有一些人呢，很羡慕或嫉妒别人的成就。
And they can make life very uncomfortable.
他们自己的活的日的那种情况呢，就非常的不舒服。
See, they haven't matured until they're able to overcome this.
那这个就是因为没有成熟去克服这种嫉妒或羡慕。
But then there are those who are mature enough that they're open-minded enough to listen thoroughly to the opinions of others.
一个成熟的人，他也会敞开他的心来听别人的意见。
They think about those opinions.
他们会把别人的意见拿来思考。
And if they're really good, they'll use them.
好的意见他们也会接受。
It's the immature adult who really doesn't want to hear what others have to say. They themselves have the answer, and they don't need anyone else's help.
只有不成熟的人才会一意的这种孤行，就是认为自己的最好，然后呢，别人的都不算数，所以呢，只一意的用自己的方法来做。
They also are the people who don't find fault with everyone.
一个成熟的人，他们不会到处找别人的毛病。
They don't find fault with everything.
也不会什么事情都要找毛病。
They also are people who know how to plan.
他们也是一种知道怎么样计划的人。
They plan for the future.
为将来计划。
They think through things.
把事情想通了。
This you can see the maturity in their lives.
那这样的话，你就知道他是一个成熟的人。
Now you may say all of this sounds good.
或许你说呢，这就是理想吧，听起来很好听。
But how do we really mature?
那怎么样才能够这么成熟呢？
Well, in life, we're going to have situations that we're going to have to face.
有一些在我们人生当中的情况，我们要去面对它。
Now, as we face these things in life, either we're going to grow through them, we're going to mature, we're going to become different,or we're going to be stagnated, and we're going to be just the same, and our maturity is going to stop there for a while until another crisis where maybe we can begin to learn again.
一个危机或困境来的时候呢，我们会有两个可能，一个就是你借着这个危机把你推向成熟，让你更有学习，更成长。另外一个呢，你会停顿，你会被这样的一个困境把你困住了。然后你要等一段时间再开始成长。
Now, a lot of our adult maturity and the rate of our growth depends a lot on our bringing up in our childhood.
一个人的成熟度呢，它是根据我们童年小时候的一些经验跟发展。
That's why it's so important how we bring our children up.
那就是为什么我们对我们的孩子的那种成长过程的抚养非常的重要。
Not that they'll just be achievers.
不要总是只有看到他们有没有成功，有没有成绩。
But there are so many other facets of our life than just being and receiving honor.
除了这个荣誉或者是成就之外呢，还有很多事他们要学习。
Our children must learn how to be responsible.
他们要学习怎么样负责任。
We're not going to just suddenly be responsible in adulthood.
孩子们不会因为从小孩成为大人就突然间负责任。
But there are many things, little things that we can teach our children to be responsible in.
从小你就要教孩子们负责任。
We're going to have to teach them good moral traits.
你要教他们有这种好的这种道德品格。
We're going to have to teach them love for others.
而且要教他们怎么样爱别人。
Unless we do, they're going to be very self-centered.
不然的话，他们会很自我中心。
And of course, this will go over in their adulthood, and they may never become a mature adult.
如果从小没有这样训练，等他们长大之后呢，不管他们年纪多大，他们还是一样的不成熟。
There are many, many marriages where maybe the wife is not really mature, nor maybe the husband is not mature.
很多婚姻里面的，不管是丈夫或妻子呢，其中一方呢是很不成熟的。
And the problems are great.
这样的话，问题就很大了。
So this thing of maturity begins when we're very young.
所以这种成熟的这种过程呢，要从小就开始。
And able, as I said, to accept responsibilities, to be able to be morally aware of what we should be, and to be able to know how to deal with people.
就像我讲的，在他们的这个负责任方面要训练他们，在他们的道德品格方面要建立他们，还有让他们知道怎么样跟别人来相处。
For a moment, I want you to see something.
我要你看一件事情。
As Christianity...And when you study Christianity and when you understand the Christian faith, you will see that it actually is the sense of building responsible adults.
当你接受耶稣、相信基督之后呢，你会发现马上你要成长的就是要成熟。
Jesus was our pattern. He was the one who showed us the way.
耶稣是我们的一个成熟的一个标准，一个模范，而且他告诉我们怎么成熟。
He showed that we were not to be jealous and envious people.
所以他就教我们怎么样不要成为一个嫉妒或羡慕的人。
But we were learned to learn to love one another, care for one another, do for others as we would want them to do for us.
他告诉我们要关心别人，爱别人，你要怎么人家对待你，你就要怎么对待人。
And as Christians, with God's help,develops these things in their character and in their spirit, they will become mature adults.
所以成为一个基督徒呢，事实上就是借着神的帮助，让我们懂得怎么样来负责任，懂得怎么样能够成为一个成熟的成人。
You see, the Bible, in many ways, is a mirror to us.
圣经就像我们人生的一面镜子一样。
In its words, it opens to us what we are doing.That is not good.
它会让我们看到我们所做的不好的地方。
If I didn't realize in the Word of God that being possessive of things is being self-centered, I wouldn't have recognized that that's what was wrong with me and that I needed the help of the Lord to help me over this.
如果没有从神的话认识到原来一个人自私、自我中心或者是喜欢占有是不对的话，那我就没有办法像今天一样能够得到神的帮助了。
So you see, the Word of God is like a school teacher.
所以神的话，圣经呢，就像老师一样。
It shows us the things that are not good for us and those things which are.
它会显示告诉我们哪里我们要啊，就是要改进不对了。
And then it helps us to understand ourselves and to be able to work out things in our life.
帮助我们更了解自己，而且呢，更知道怎么样来努力。
So to be a mature individual takes the help of God.
一个想要更成熟的人呢，需要神的帮助。
He is there. He is the one that can help us when we need him.
他就在你的身旁，如果你愿意的话，他乐意来帮助你。
Maybe you might say, what good is it to be a mature person?
或许你会问一个问题，为什么一定要成熟呢？怎么有需要成熟吗？
Because a mature person is a steady person.
因为成熟是一种稳定的。
A one that can face the future and know how to go through it.
是一个懂得怎么样面对未来，而且知道怎么样走过去的人。
They're not those that are collapsing in life and trying to get out of it and trying to do other things to keep themselves from really having to face life.
成熟不会让你逃避现实，成熟也不会让你逃避困难，你会知道怎么样来面对困难。
A mature person gives strength to others.
一个成熟的人也会把他的能力分享给别人。
People looked up to them and know they can depend on them and they make life more stable.
别人会对一个成熟的人有更多的尊重，而且更多的这种啊期待，这样的话，他们的人生是很稳固的。
When you're not mature, you're like someone that's in a wind and it's pushing you one way and it's pushing you the other way. You're never stable.
一个不成熟的人就像被风啊吹着你，然后左晃右摆一样，非常的不稳定。
And basically, you're not happy.
这样的话，这种人生你也不快乐的。
You're always looking for something else.
因为你总是在寻求一些想要让自己快乐的事。
To be a mature person is to be a person who is satisfied with life and with themselves.
成熟有什么好处呢？就是让你对于你的生命非常的满意，非常的满足。
And this is what God made you and I to be. He wants us to be mature adults that knows their responsibility and gets the most out of life.
神也期待我们成为一个成熟的成人，好让我们发挥我们所有人生的一些该发挥的能力。
Get back on the road and work at trying to be a mature adult.
好好再回到我们的这种啊人生的道路上面，努力的走向成熟的方向。
You know that God can help you.
神可以帮助你的。
祝我新曲这个节目是由美国佛州传道协会提供，由金卢牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄台湾省 高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。